Well, not in terms of volume, because the lost three in a row, the two games prior, we got two and three penalty kills, so it's not a volume there. Your penalty killing is no different than your power play or any other system. When you give a couple up in your confidence, you come off what makes you good, and for us, that's almost always energy level and intensity and our attack mentality on our penalty kill. So there's a little bit of lack of confidence, so you break your penalty kill down into the different elements. All are a little off. You know, we're losing a few more faceoffs. All the different pieces of your penalty kill. So you know, you got to get a couple clean ones in there where you got good jump and you feel good about it, and then your confidence returns and you're back moving in the way you should.
What are your expectations of Zach Bogosian tonight after a rough game?
So his game wasn't poor, right? He just did some things he didn't like that had to be handled, and I expect him to come back in and play the same game that he has brought to the table most nights. So moves the puck up the ice, skates well, can be a physical player for us. So just go back and play.
How about facing the Flames? You see a lot of yourself in them and a lot of them in you, just the style and the way you play them?
I would say more in the attitude. You know, both young teams that probably weren't predicted to be fighting in the wild card spots or in any part of a playoff look at this point of the year. They've been resilient. They've had their stretches where they've lost a bunch in a row and came back and fought and won, and we're going to learn how to do that again right here. Yeah, Jay's a little banged up, so it's not a maintenance day for him. He's off. He's day-to-day, at least.
Also ask about Adam Lowry. Have you talked to him to keep his feet on the ground here?
No, we let him. We just throw him out there, you know, and let him learn as he goes. So he's been really good for us this year. He's such a quick learner, big part of our team. Started at the center, went out back out to the wing. Got his feet wet, and we put him back in, and we'll kill penalties. We'll take face-offs on our ends. We treat him like a regular NHLer, even though he's not done his first year yet. It's been really good for us.
Do you look at tonight's game like a four-point game, or is it a little early to be tossing those out?
Well, we've got enough on our plate with our game, our style. I mean, but they are. I mean, those are the facts, that the games are starting to wind down. There's not as many on the board anymore, so every game is huge. We got to get back on track, or it won't matter how many games you play. And if we get back on track and we expect to, then it won't matter where you are in the standings. You got to be playing well. We haven't been at our best the last three. Pieces of our game are good. Pieces aren't. And we got to get back to a little bit more of a consistent level.
I guess it's fair to say the home team's been very open about looking at the standings, knowing where they are the whole time. Is that just a philosophy, or does every team do that? Do you guys pay attention to that with the Flames right behind them?
So we know exactly where we are. We don't have a team meeting about it every day. We know what division we play in. We know who we're playing tonight. We know where we are in the standings. Our concern has been from the start is making sure our game looks a certain way. And then if we lost a game and it looked the way it's supposed to look, we just move on to the next. If we won a game and it didn't look the way it was supposed to look, we dealt with it after that next game. But the mentality for us is our game has to look a certain way for us to take pride in what we do.
Thoughts on going right back with Michael Hutchinson tonight?
He's just been really good all year. We need to bounce back from our team. If you take actually a bigger view of the template of rotation, it's just actually one game change, and that was the last game. So we play back-to-back nights. We've rotated guys. You look forward, you might say Hutch would see the game against Chicago, possibly, based on some recent history. So it's kind of back into a bit of a rotation again.